Happy holidays!
Wow, is that what we're saying now?
Happy
what happened to
holidays?
Merry Christmas?
And a hickory do, a dickory dock, and don't forget to hang up a sock, because just exactly at 12 o'clock, he'll be coming down the chimney. Down. You guys like that song?
Yeah. Is that how I didn't know the words to it? Was that right?
No, that is in the Bible.
That is Psalms verse 6, phrase 66. Psalms of the Devil, aka Happy Holidays.
Uh huh.
I didn't write it. It's in the Bible. I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure.
Yeah. Around here, I don't say no happy holidays.
What do you say?
What do you say?
I say Merry Christmas, like they used to say at Starbucks when I used to go.
You know what?
Until they changed all the cups to
the goddamn cups.
I'm actually
they had the liberal unicorn shakes.
I'm with you, brother. And I'm protesting Starbucks right now. So what I do every time I go to Starbucks, I get a Trenta and I make them write fucked up stuff on it. I make them write God is real. I make them write.
Yeah.
Hanukkah and is bullshit.
Mm.
And they hate writing it, so I know I'm getting
they
to
them. Hate writing it.
I'm just kidding, everybody. I love Hanukkah. And
no, but that is my favorite. And we talked about it before. My favorite protest of all time was the Starbucks one. About saying, like, yeah, so boycott Starbucks because they're now saying happy holidays. So now, you know what you should do is when you order a Starbucks, change the name to either be Merry Christmas or Jesus.
Make
that
them
way,
say it.
That way Jesus is now – it's like you could not go there, but instead the protest is giving them money.
Yeah, it's dumb.
What was like the protest of I'm going to burn my Nike shoes on my feet?
That one was smart.
That was just fun to watch. I mean, honestly, that was just entertaining.
Somebody in the chat asked me, what about Kwanzaa, Derek? Honestly, I do not know enough about Kwanzaa to make fun of it.
There was one Rugrats episode they touched on.
I don't have any of the details. I wouldn't even know where to begin to construct a joke about Kwanzaa.
Fair enough.
So I have some homework to do before next year. But just wait. 2019 is going to be the year I fucking unleash on Kwanzaa.
We're going to make fun of every holiday.
I'm going to turn that holiday into a fucking laughing stock, okay? Come back in 365 days, the game is afoot.
You know what? Even sooner, Arbor Day is coming up, and I got a fucking deck lined up.
Straight up.
All the jokes you can handle.
Arbor Day is my favorite holiday. So put that in the Mega 64 wiki. Halloween is fun. Christmas is great. I'm for the trees. I'm all about the tree holiday.
Yep.
Nobody celebrates it. Nobody gives a shit about Arbor Day. I'm the one guy swinging the Arbor Day flag like, this is an important holiday.
Do you know about the official traditions, actually, of Arbor Day?
I don't know jack
Everyone
shit.
Is officially required. Like, it's kind of, you know, there's Christmas morning. Arbor Day, you wake up in the morning and you watch the Viva La Bam episode about Arbor Day where April makes Bam a sandwich or something and puts little sprigs of parsley on it. And he goes, what are these things that look like trees? And she goes, oh, it's Arbor Day. And they make this whole fake plot.
No, that was real. Fuck you.
Oh, I didn't know.
You think that?
I thought that show was. Okay.
Rocco.
I'm sorry.
It was a reality TV show. You think that was. They just happened. The cameras caught real life. Fucking idiot.
I do feel bad discrediting the reality of Viva La Bam.
I heard that that house from Viva La Bam is now on Airbnb.
It is.
And makes a killing.
It's booked for like the next year.
Yeah, for the fam.
Okay,
April
we should do a podcast.
The rest of them.
There.
It's booked for like the next year, but I looked into it.
2020. All right.
Viva La Mega 64, special episode.
I'm going to call up my contacts and see what we can do to get it a little earlier than a year. But in the meantime, theme song.
You need. I'm gonna make your ears bleed. Rock and roll, rock and roll. I'm the king of rock and roll. I'm gonna
Well, oh. Rocco, what you eating there?
Got cookies.
Who made you those cookies?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
What do you want to fuck her?
Yeah, what do you want to do?
What do you want to do?
Yeah, what's
for?
Your game here, dude? Why do you want cookies?
Who do I want to fuck?
Whoever made the cookies, huh?
Kevin?
Oh.
Well.
How do you know Kevin made the cookies?
Also.
I know a Kevin cookie.
Also, I think I was eating. Wait, did Rachel make this? Which parts? This? The chocolate, right? But not this.
What? I don't know. Who are you asking?
This was Kevin.
Are you asking the chat? Chat, who made that?
Kevin's giving you no help.
Chat, who made that? I don't fucking know.
I took away Kevin's microphone. You may notice that you can't hear him talk.
Why'd you do that?
Because I forgot to hook it up until right now.
Oh.
So I got rid of it.
Sorry, everybody.
Yeah.
Kevin is silent. You can imagine what he would be saying.
Be hilarious.
He'd be saying, I spit in your cookies.
You know what?
They're very good. I want to say thank you to Kevin.
Can I just
who makes
get...
the most wonderful cookies.
Yeah, Kevin's a great pastry chef. He's amazing. He's so talented. I just want to get it out of the way. I want to clear the air. It's the last podcast of the year officially, so I hope your expectations aren't high because we've been delivering quality. Did somebody laugh at that? We've been delivering quality entertainment for 52 weeks straight. We're phoning this one in, okay? Yeah. This is we're already on vacation.
We are uploading this raw.
Christmas
we're not doing
vacation.
Fancy edits this week or anything. This is bonus content. This is like the special features on the DVD.
This is the number one present under the tree. Kids are going to knock over the tree and install their MacBook under, and then they're going to click on this video.
It's true.
That's where my bar is.
Yeah, because you know what? This is going up on Christmas Day.
So let's have a discussion. I want to have a special Christmas discussion. This is something I've been thinking about. An argument for why Santa Claus might actually be literally the devil.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Satan. Where do we begin this argument? First of all, they have the same letters in their name. Everybody knows that. They're an anagram for each other. Second of all.
Wait, but, oh my God.
What?
Did you not know that?
I didn't know that.
Santa, oh Satan, God, same letters.
Whoa. I made that joke in an aggressive caroling video like 15 years ago.
Check this
doesn't
out.
Mean I got it.
Okay, maybe people know or have heard that hell is hot. But did you
it's
know?
Dark and hell is hot.
Did you know originally hell was thought of as cold? Seriously, wow. Hell. Go back to your medieval studies. You'll find that hell was considered the furthest place you could be from the Lord, the light, the warmth. So hell was a very cold place. So you take Satan, who is the Lord of this cold place. He's clad entirely in red. He's surrounded by minions who do his bidding, and he journeys to earth to entice people to join his side by offering them gifts. What do they do for these gifts? Nothing. They don't do a jack shit to earn it.
Oh.
And you end up worshiping this person instead of Jesus. So they take the spotlight off of God, which is wrong. And I rest my case.
By the way,
Santa comes around during the winter solstice when the night is the longest. Why doesn't Santa come in the middle of the day at noon when the sun is shining and it's all bright and happy out? No, he sneaks in at night like a fucking scoundrel, like a demon, really, under the cover of moonlight to leave his enticing gifts under your tree. Little Christmas conspiracy theory for you. Compliments of Derek and Mega 64. What do you guys
Trust
think
Derek.
About it?
Well, you made some pretty good points. I will consider the fact that they're both not real. So,
what the fuck are you talking about?
Maybe you hit the nail on the head, Derek.
You're
going to
throw that shit at me on the fucking Mega 64 podcast? Do you know how many fucking hours we've dedicated to talking about the fucking characters in The Last of Us and what motivates them to do this or that? Fucking talking about the Matrix or Marvel movie. Oh, and Santa Claus isn't real, so it's not worth talking about?
Okay, I take it back. They're both real and scary. And what? Yeah.
Look, all right, we don't have to go further. We can talk about something else, but you know what? From now on, all of you who's at home, you're going to be thinking about it. You're going to be thinking about that devilish influence on Christmas. It's okay, guys. I told you expectations were going to be
have
low
you guys
for this episode.
Any Christmas movies at all this year?
I watched about 50.
Oh, you've watched all of them?
Fuck yeah. I got the Santa Claus box set. So I've seen the trilogy. I'm all caught up now.
Now, we've talked about the Santa Claus.
Part 4 drops any day now. I'm set.
And did we talk about that in the podcast or just on a personal
level? No,
lives?
I talked about 1 and 2. On the I hadn't podcast. Seen 3 with Martin Short as Jack Frost and all that.
Yeah, that one's great. This
yeah.
One.
The trilogy ender really like brought it home. It's really funny because when you finish the second one, you know, he marries Mrs. Claus, and it's Elizabeth Mitchell.
Fuck yeah.
Who
Who's
was
that?
On Lost. She was Juliet on Lost.
Yeah. Oh,
great.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does she turn old?
She, in the end credits of 2, you see her, and they put makeup on her to make her, like, fat and old. Whoa. Like, she, like more like a traditional
was
Mrs. Claus.
Is that necessary?
They
Did we
they
need to do
her.
That?
So, yeah, but it's what happens to Tim Allen as Santa Claus. Like, it's the same thing. Yeah, she undergoes the same thing.
Yeah, oh, now we're all for equality. What is... Being fat and old,
well, I'm just saying,
we gotta
in terms
be
of
equal.
The spell that's cast.
You don't
want to
marry Tim Allen if you like your youth.
Then the next
suck that. Yeah.
Then the next movie starts, yeah. And she looks like she always did, and Tim Allen is still like gigantic and Santa.
Because they realized that no one would want to watch a movie.
Well, so I thought, I bet they tried shooting that for like a day, and then went, "What the no, fuck this," and then. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what happened. I put on the extra features, and they were like, here's the entire opening of the movie with her in fat makeup.
Oh.
And when we decided this wasn't working. And it was just like, it's hard to act through that. You know, it was just like weird. Anyway, and they didn't.
I want to, you know, everybody always says, like, oh, what's your favorite Christmas movie? And the default answer is, like, Die Hard, you
People,
know.
That's the, yeah.
Well, no, hey, that. I'm going to settle the debate. Any movie that has Christmas in it qualifies as a Christmas movie.
Okay.
If there's a Christmas tree or some Christmas lights or somebody gives somebody a gift, even for one scene, Christmas is represented in the movie, let's qualify it.
Okay.
With that
being the new qualifier, what is your favorite Christmas movie / what is the best Christmas movie of all time?
With that being the qualifier,
yeah.
The Godfather.
Godfather, that was my answer too.
Yep. Godfather.
Significant portion
movie.
Of that movie takes place during Christmas.
If that's what all the geeks want, then yeah, the fucking Godfather.
Thank you. Everybody says, oh, Die Hard's best Christmas movie. Hey, by those standards, I got to go with Corleone Christmas Special.
Yep.
Godfather 1.
I'm right there with you.
Thank you. All right. Beat me to the punch on that one.
I like Eyes Wide Shut because I think, isn't it? Ooh,
that's
the
up
Christmas
there too.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, it's
really my number
yeah.
two.
Like, Eyes Wide Shut is good. In terms of, like, actually Christmas. It's really, that is, like, my favorite film that surrounds Christmas.
Yeah.
But in terms of, like, actual Christmas, like, thematically, like, I like Gremlins, but Eyes Wide Shut's better than Gremlins. So that's
okay. So maybe your favorite Christmas movie is Gremlins, but the best Christmas
yeah.
movie is Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah,
okay. Anybody else? Somebody said Batman 89. That's a good one. Batman Returns. Two Christmas
yeah,
classics.
Yeah, Batman Returns. That's
yeah,
up there.
That's probably my number three favorite Christmas movie of all time.
Yep, we're doing it. All bets are fucking off.
My favorite Christmas game is Die Hard Trilogy Arcade.
Yep.
So that would be good.
Yeah, what's the best Christmas video game? Oh, I already have an answer.
What?
I actually think this is the number one. Because what else would it be? Christmas Nights. Sega Saturn. I mean, what else is there? There's really no argument.
That. What are some Christmas games? Well, Clay Fighter has a snowman in it.
Oh,
I'm going to call
Bad
Clay
Mr.
Fighter.
Christmas.
Zero, Mortal Kombat.
Oh, wow.
No.
Yeah, he could be like Jack Frost.
Yeah,
sure.
There you go. That's a reincarnation.
That's
okay.
A winter-themed game. We'll call it Christmas.
Cool Borders.
Cool Borders, yeah. Definitely.
Somebody in the chat said, Kingdom Hearts 2 is a Nightmare Before Christmas level.
Fuck
okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
there we go.
Best Christmas game,
right,
best
yeah,
Christmas game
it.
Right there.
Yeah. By including Christmas elements in your creative project, you are branding it a Christmas-themed project.
Yep.
So.
If you say Christmas, it's a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
I think they say that at one point in Prometheus. Like, I think we're near, like, don't they say it's like it's about to be Christmas, or it is?
They send a message
like Christmas
like,
Eve
yeah.
or something. So that's another killer Christmas movie. Check
well,
out Prometheus. This this Christmas season, gather the family, get Prometheus on, watch it with them.
Okay, I think we need some deliberation. Is it enough to just say Christmas, or do you need like a tree and some sort of Christmas lights?
They have a tree in Prometheus.
I think
well then,
so there you go.
Fuck it.
You have to have the tree. If you, one shot of a tree,
you yeah. need a Christmas element. You can, like a hat, lights, a tree, Santa, yeah. reindeer with a red nose, not just a regular reindeer.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, regular reindeer maybe.
So you brought up the Christmas movie thing. Is it because you haven't seen any this year?
Zero.
Damn, not one.
Zero.
See, I started as soon as Thanksgiving ended. I got that, like I said, Black Friday, I got that Santa Claus trilogy. Then I got, I did not know there was a 4K remastered Charlie Brown Christmas special. It was literally on a 4K Blu-ray. I didn't own it anyway, so I was like, well, okay, I'll pick that up. But, you know, that's not, like, my favorite. I know that's a lot of people's, like, favorite Christmas thing, but do you
Charlie Brown Christmas?
Yeah.
No.
No, I don't really like it.
No. And can I be real? And this is, okay, I made the joke. Uh-oh. I made the joke about the devil, whatever.
Yeah.
When Linus starts going about the Jesus thing, check the fuck out.
Who starts talking about it?
Kind of does for a minute. He gets, like, a whole, like, part, like, and you start talking about, like, Jesus. I'm like, this. Give me a... Skip scene.
What? I mean, Jesus like one is the second, reason though. For the season.
No, it gets like all the lights go off and I start talking about it and it's like, okay.
You know what?
Sean wore the right hat.
But let me say that was me as a kid. I haven't seen it since then. So maybe as an adult, I'm like, no big deal. But like as a kid, I was always like,
yeah.
That scene is like 5 seconds.
Oh, instead of saying Merry Christmas, I sign all my cards Happy Birthday, Jesus, just to make it prominent.
Yeah.
You should take after me.
We used to sing that at my grandma's house.
God.
Shut the fuck up.
No.
Happy birthday to Jesus.
I've been there too.
What?
Yep.
That's a real thing?
There were a couple years. There were a couple years that I had an aunt that would do that. And God bless her. Literally, God bless her. She's wonderful, and it was like a really nice thing. But that tanked 2 years in a row, and then nobody did it.
Like,
well,
so
it was just everyone in the room like...
I just want to confirm, because I find it hard to believe, like, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus.
Yes.
Happy birthday to you.
Birthday cake Derek, for dessert at the end of the Christmas dinner.
100%
no
happened. Yes, a cake!
Yep.
A cake!
Wait, yep.
And the cake was a Coke cake made out of Coca-Cola.
Oh,
wait,
okay.
What the fuck? Whoa. Wait, what?
I thought
if you've never had a Coke cake, go back to the 1950s. You can have one there. They're really good.
No, either
and
kind of Coke cake is really weird to me.
On the cake. And we would sing Happy Birthday to Jesus.
Yeah.
Now,
and then you would steal his gifts.
Here's the thing. I don't know if it was my uncles and dad fucking with my grandma or my grandma starting it.
Or your grandma fucking with your uncles and dad.
It really sounds like something that they would do, and she'd be like, oh, don't do this. You know, because she would make a cake, and then they would sing. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But I definitely know we sang to Jesus. And so we had that same Christmas celebration yesterday. And someone just started singing Happy Birthday. So we just all went for it. And so we all started singing Happy Birthday to Jesus. That was yesterday.
God.
Still happens.
Well, yes. Somehow I got out of that. You know, I have a very, very Catholic family. And they're wonderful people. And there's never. But that was just something that, like, it was done a couple times in the experiment.
What was the. Sean, when you worked at Chili's, and I worked with you, we have a special birthday song that wasn't Happy Birthday?
Yeah.
What was that?
Was it happy birthday?
No. What was it? I don't remember how it went. We did have one.
What is the Chili's? Hold on. I'm sorry. I might have to look.
We're going
to
look up the Chili's website.
There's one that like they sing at my kid's school that's like, happy birthday. Oh, happy birthday. We think you're great. Let's celebrate it. Happy birthday.
Oh, what?
And it's because someone owns Happy Birthday, right? And it's like you.
It was like that.
Oh.
That is no longer the case. It was found to be frivolous or
stupid.
Sony had a copyright hold on it, and then somebody investigated the documents and found no, that is not the case. And now it's free reign.
That song is like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. No one owns that song.
Exactly.
It just exists.
Is this it?
No.
What?
That was one from the official Chili's Facebook. But that one was happy birthday from the Chili's crew.
Oh,
happy birthday.
I don't
want to party with you.
But I do remember we had our own song.
All right, whatever.
Yeah.
I want to sing it in church next time I go on Christmas. That's
now,
all I'm saying.
My Christmas Day thing, though, you know, I see a bunch of family, whatever. We still will do the grace, like a big.
Sure.
That still does happen.
Hey,
like, hey, let's all say some words.
You know,
though, despite that, we've done that every year,
yeah,
and it's a thing. And even we'll even bring up, you know, I had a couple of people pass away recently, so someone will bring that up, you know, like we're thinking about them.
But that's
okay.
That makes sense to me because I mean,
sure.
All jokes aside, this is a very serious holiday for some people.
It's Catholics on Christmas,
a very religious thing,
okay.
And so that is totally. I mean, that's great. You know,
but,
I get that.
But I do have that one cousin who every time we do that, all right, let's say some grace, and he will be the one. That's right. This brave lone warrior on Christmas will be the one to pierce the air before the prayer is said by saying, rub-a-dub-dub, thanks for the grub. Every year he does it, and then he goes in for the food, and then, oh, they're really doing it? Okay. You know, and then the
I enjoy that.
And then it happens. Enjoy so that. I look
your,
forward
to it. Are you going to ask all your cousins what their favorite Fortnite dances during race?
I'm sure I'll find out without even asking.
Oh, God.
So that will be in effect, I guarantee you. I'm seeing a lot of people tomorrow. And that's another thing, too. I've talked about this before, but I think that's an Italian thing, but Christmas Eve is, like, bigger than Christmas. Mm. Like, I'm going to see so many people tomorrow. And then Christmas Day, it's going to be chill. It's going to be more immediate, you know, family. We're just chilling.
Really?
But tomorrow is when, like, I'm seeing everybody. Everyone is, like, making crazy-ass food. Oh, my God. There's been cooking going on for, like, days. Like, I got relatives that are in, like, a long, endless cooking nightmare trying to get everything ready for tomorrow. And, oh, I can't wait.
Do you think
Hey,
that's...
can I just cut in here?
Yeah.
I'm going to steal a suggestion from the chat.
Yeah.
At Thanksgiving dinner, you need to beat your cousin to
yeah.
the punch.
Whoa.
Say wubba lubba dub dub, thanks for the grub. Then
grub
scream,
grub.
Then scream pickle Rick.
Okay, oh. All right. Next one, I'll film it.
Yeah,
film it.
Oh,
film it.
That'll be in every cringe compilation. The rest of the.
Do you think
year.
That well, you said with your family, maybe that's a Catholic thing, because. With Catholics.
Well, I thought it was an Italian. I was saying I think it's an Italian thing to do all the stuff on Christmas Eve. But maybe that is connected to the Catholic thing.
But do you think it's because on Christmas, everyone's in church?
Could be.
And so the day before.
That's an interesting theory.
I think a lot of Catholics go to church on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
My grandma does that.
That's what we always did. Yeah. That's what we always did.
Christmas Eve.
And you know, I have to – this is – okay, now we're getting a little bit into religious stuff. But I went to a lot of Catholic stuff when I was a kid, and we would go to church and whatever. And every now and then, you know, I'll be real. Like sometimes we would go, like we went to one that was like, I think they do, you know, I forget the names of all the different days, that, like leading up to like Easter, for example. But there was one like ceremony thing that we would go to, and it was always like I want to say it was maybe the Friday before Easter.
Good Friday.
That's Good Friday,
that's good,
right?
Yeah.
That'd be Good Friday. Okay. I want to say maybe it was a week before that, but maybe not. Maybe it was Good Friday. But instead of going to Easter on that Sunday, like a lot of people do, we would go to this thing on Friday. And that thing on Friday would be this awesome, like the church would put a ton of stuff into it. So like they had like a little orchestra. And they had, like, you know, different readings. And it was actually like, wow, they're, like, actually putting together, like, a really good show here. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I remember actually, like, hey, I actually, like, enjoy. You know, sometimes you go to church. It's, you know how it can be. But I remember leaving that going, like, damn, that was pretty impressive. Like, that was really cool. But when we would go on Easter Sunday, like, the day of, it would be, like, so packed. It would be like they'd want to just get everyone out. You know what I mean? Like, okay, we're going to do this mass real fast and da-da-da-da. And it was so overcrowded because that's when everyone would go. And I remember thinking, like, yeah, it's, like, actually really, like, you don't get anything out of it going during this. And I remember telling my family that. I was like, if we're just going for the sake of going, like, this sucks. Like, but
that sums up all church.
No, yeah, you know what I mean, though? Honestly, like, that was kind of a weird moment. But going on Christmas Eve, sometimes they do make a bigger thing out of it. Versus going on Christmas Day or whatever. Anyway, that was just what I encountered. So, yeah.
Wubba lubba dub dub, thanks for the grub. Pickle Rick!
If I do go to any church event, I will say that.
Yell Pickle Rick.
That was that Easter event that I was just telling you about that I went to. That was the one I brought up on here before that I had a cousin that just really learned to talk at a great time to where they were yelling no after every reading. So as and God said that it was good. No! Thanks for that. Okay.
Thanks.
Are we in church? Yeah. Fuck. Thanks. Anyway.
Cool.
One of my favorite YouTube videos is a Christmas Mass, and it deserves to be said. It's our favorites on I think it's A Joyful Noise on Christmas is in our favorites playlist on YouTube. And it's the guy giving the reading, and the dude cannot keep from knocking all the candles over behind him. And just, oh, he's trying to stop.
It's
what was your favorite, what was the best Christmas ever? Everybody, does anybody have a Christmas? When like you think of, like, Christmas rules, and you think of, like, the best Christmas day, your memory of being a kid opening up on Christmas, what pops to mind? For me... I would say it was 1997 when I got a PlayStation and a giant TV.
Whoa.
And, dude, this, like, RC car called the Ricochet motorcycle. It was like a RC motorcycle that would, like, crash and do flips. Dude, good day to be in seventh grade.
Hell yeah. That's sick.
Yeah, it's 21 years ago. Christmas has really gone downhill since then. nothing has really topped that.
I think everyone that I know is always the day they got their system. For me, it was a Super Nintendo that we didn't have a Nintendo, so it was our first gaming console, and me and Luke lost our fucking minds. We were so excited. Like, God, that was just the best. And then we got an N64, too. I mean, anytime we got that, it's amazing.
You know, it's funny. I never got any consoles for Christmas. That was always something that, because my parents were into video games, they would want them. Like, you know, it's like Super Nintendo's coming out September 1st.
So what was your best Christmas?
So my best Christmas was 94, and it was right at the height. It was after a solid year of the Power Rangers, like, craze. It was just at its crescendo, like, going in, it was about to be, like, or it was going into season two of the show. And again, you couldn't find any of the toys. Like, for about a year, you couldn't find the toys.
Yeah.
And I had heard that they released all the monsters from, like, the new season. Like, there were, like, 20 new figures of all the monsters and, like, the new Zords, all that. And that Christmas, somehow, my dad found, like, every single one of them.
Whoa. Good job,
Dad. But he disguised them all. He put them all in different clothing boxes. So on Christmas, we ripped everything open, and it was like,
oh, Mervin's,
Payless, Mervin's, Nordstrom. And it was like, oh, did we get a bunch of clothes? And it was like, open them, lazy ass. And I opened them, and it was like, oh my God, Perontus head, Invenusable flytrap, Guitardo. He got Guitardo.
No.
No way.
I'm offended by the name Guitardo. I don't know what that is a combination of, but I don't want to know.
Even back then, I was like, Guitardo?
That's not going to fly. Is he good at guitar or bad at it? I don't know.
That's just when you're just starting out. Those are all the kids at, like, Guitar Center just messing around.
Dude, Guitardo shreds.
Watch out for Guitardo over here.
You know, the year I got rollerblades was fun, too. I put those rollerblades on. I was, like, really fat and overweight, but I was so stoked to have rollerblades. But I was afraid to ride them, so I just, like, put them on and, like, got on the carpet in my living room, and I was like, yeah, yeah. Rollerblades, woo! Good year.
I got a
rollerblade year.
Oh, my God.
Sawyer asked for a skateboard this year, so I got her a skateboard.
Did you get her hookup
stack? No.
Damn it.
Should I have done that?
That sucks.
They have, like, all the Ava characters naked.
Oh, you didn't get that? Oh, well,
I didn't get that.
All right.
Bummer.
What deck did you get her? Surprise. Santa will find us. What Santa got her.
She could be watching.
It was a flamingo.
Hell yeah.
It's a flamingo on it.
Does your daughter subscribe to this RSS? Maybe she might see this.
But I got her all these, like, pink pads, so she'll want to wear them, because otherwise she wouldn't wear them.
Oh,
so,
that's cool.
Yeah.
If it's multicolored, that's cool.
Someone's saying spoiler if she's watching. Yeah, fucking right.
God, I hope she's watching.
Can you imagine? Why would she watch this?
Did I wish I could watch my dad at work? It would have been him, like, selling homes. Like,
yeah.
Damn. A live feed of seeing your parents at work? That'd be so crazy.
Do you remember, maybe we talked about this before, but your worst Christmas? Is there one you remember where it was like, fuck that, oh man, I didn't get, and I'm talking like simple shit, I'm not talking like, you know, a family crisis or anything. Just like, you know, I didn't get the thing.
With all respect to my parents, they always get me great presents. But there was one year I received Batman Forever on Super Nintendo. And
that'll do it.
I think I remember, like, within an hour, taking it out and throwing it. I hate Batman Forever for Super Nintendo. If you've played that game, you understand it's one of the worst games of all time. Everything else was all good, though.
Yeah.
For me, it was, I think I brought this up before, but for me, it was, there was one year that I tipped off just a little bit that I liked, that I got like one Lego set, and I thought, yeah, Legos are kind of fun. I didn't love Legos. I never liked them, honestly, but I got one little set that was kind of fun, and then everyone in my family took that as, oh, he loves Legos, and every person far and wide within my family that got me anything got me Lego stuff. And I was like, I don't really like Legos. I just like that one. Yeah. Like, I had a little Lego bike. You know what I mean? Like, so I remember that Christmas being bummed out. Again, they were all doing their best, and it was nice.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I was a little kid.
Let me tell you now that I'm on the other side of this. It's so hard to get Christmas shit going.
Yeah.
And, like, I was telling Kevin, I had, like, a fucking meltdown the other day trying
to get
this.
What do you mean, get Christmas shit going?
Like, trying to get these, like, the presents that they want. Like, just to go through, like, the hell. Like, I was living Jingle All the Way.
Oh, no.
Really? The other night. I was in fucking misery trying to get this one particular toy that is just gone.
What toy?
It's an LOL, which is...
What?
This is the new thing.
This is a real
my
thing.
Friend.
Jingle Me Elmo? It's the LOL?
It's
cool.
An LOL doll.
Whoa.
Oh God.
It is the grossest thing, first off. They look like brats. They're in a little ball. It's all blind box, and they're really expensive.
Yep.
And but there's this one thing they want. They want the LOL Pearl from Santa. And it's like, okay, well, what is that? And I found one. I needed two. And it was just me going to Target to Target to Target to Best Buy to Barnes & Noble to anywhere that has these fucking things. It was a nightmare. Yeah. Oh, God.
So
ugh.
When did you start
your shopping, I wonder?
Well, we can get into that later, but it's a blind box. So does she have pink hair? Does she have red hair?
Did you get them and open
blue
them
hair?
Or?
No, they open that.
Okay.
But it's, oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've seen those things have been around for a while.
They have been around for
but
a while.
But they're popular right now. They've
popular
been around for years.
Right, I know. I was walking through Target at like midnight and the LOL aisle was this destroyed. I see a lady walking out with like, LOL's in her shirt, just like walking out, like got like eight of them. It's crazy, and they're so ugly. I don't get it, but holy shit, that's all my girls want is LOL dolls. So
I got all my shopping mostly done like 2.5 weeks ago.
Oh, that's smart.
But then I was picking up stuff last minute.
Yeah,
up until today, but for whatever reason, it's been really smooth for me.
Really,
yeah, this
I've
year
had
was smooth
no
for me
problems.
Too.
Yeah, at all. Ugh. Killing it, killing Christmas.
I always just do Amazon, so I never have to worry.
Yeah, and that was
Amazon is like really great with their delivery now. Yeah.
Well,
years ago, it was unreliable.
I was gonna say the past couple years prior to this, I had a lot of issues with delays and like the shit not showing up before Christmas and stuff. I had a lot of issues with that. This year, I didn't have any. Yeah, this year I didn't have any.
Really?
Issues. Did anybody?
Well, for the LOLs, same fucking thing. But like, I found them on Amazon. I was like, oh, you'll get it by like mid-January. It's like, well, it's just,
but they told you that.
They just can't meet demand.
They did tell me that.
Yeah, I'm talking about I ordered stuff. You'll have it in 2 days. Delayed a week. Oh,
no.
It didn't show up. Like that happened to me a ton the past 2 years. But
sure.
This year, I did not have any issue. But I did. You're right, though. You're right. Now that I think about it, I did encounter a lot of stuff on the website saying you might not get it.
Yeah.
More than usual. Like,
but
there was
that's good.
Yeah, I would rather know
because a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
Go to a different seller and it's the same thing, and you will get it. So, and it's really good if they say you're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I haven't had a single package not show up on time.
Yeah, yeah. This year, or this
Christmas
season, I didn't. Yeah, I didn't have that issue at all. So that's interesting. I didn't even think about that. Now on the subject of opening stuff on Christmas, I think we've discussed this. I can't remember. But once again this year I saw a lot of articles about we did kind of talk about this. Maybe I'm repeating myself. About like updating consoles before you give them as a Christmas gift.
Yeah,
we did kind of talk about that, right?
I don't know on the podcast. I think we did talk about it just like when I was building the Christmas
set. I thought we did. Yeah, about like should you update them before you give them to your kids? And again, I just felt like if your kids are real little, sure. But if I was like 10 or 11 or 12, I want to like set that up.
Yeah,
I want to do that.
It's a new toy.
That's part of the experience of being a kid and getting a new toy is taking it out of the box and setting it up and figuring out how it works. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if it's a model train or a freaking, Atari 2600 in 1982. Or a PS4. That's part of the tradition. You got to set your shit up.
Well, yeah, I remember even with like N64, PS2, going, because this is before I had my own TV, cooking up to like the family TV. Oh, this is my PS2. Going behind there, plugging it in.
Right.
Just like, it was ownership. Like, this is mine now.
And now you got to update
what if it was updated?
Yeah.
Your dad did all that for you. Put it back in the box, unhooked everything, and then it's like you never knew.
You have to set up. Nope. You got to set up accounts and all that stuff.
If you have to do an account and all that stuff.
Now, this is an interesting happy medium that I thought, I think it was Kotaku or some site, or Lifehacker, made an article that I thought was an interesting happy medium. And they said, The one thing that can suck, though, is on Christmas Day, everyone's trying to download something, and maybe their servers are slammed or something. Who knows? You know, I'm a believer in, like, hey, be patient, and, like, during that time that things are downloading, you could be setting up your profile, you could be putting themes on, you know, like, there's stuff to do, and I think the anticipation is part of it, honestly. But, whatever, sometimes there can be big updates or whatever, you can't really do much until they're done. What somebody brought up, though, was you can all the system updates, like updates to the actual console, you can download from the Sony website if you're doing a PlayStation or whatever. Microsoft, I think, does this too. You can download them to a thumb drive. You could be doing that right now. Oh. So, hey, if it is like, oh, no, it's taking so long. As a parent, I mean, that's not the worst thing to be like, hey, for the record, I got the update on this thumb drive. Just plug it in and it'll do it.
Oh, that's fine.
You know, and so that's a little bit different. That's just eliminating the download time.
Right.
So maybe, that, you know, that's kind of a happy medium if you want to help out with
but
that.
But your kids be so stoked with a new fucking console.
Also, yeah.
You can jump into a lot of titles without core updates. It's like, yeah so they can start playing and have download shit.
Exactly.
They did I'm going to get meta here. They did a study years ago where they brought children into a room and they'd put a marshmallow in front of them and they'd say, I'm going to leave the room. You can eat that marshmallow if you want, but if you don't, when I come back, I'll give you two marshmallows. And it's a test to see if the kid will eat the marshmallow and just take one marshmallow or delay their gratification and take two marshmallows. They found that the kids that delay their gratification later on in life went on to be more successful, make more money, have more meaningful relationships. So all this instant gratification shit, it's bad for your mental health. I say let the kids fucking wait.
Yep.
Yeah. I say, you know what? When I was a kid, I'd go to my like grandparents' house. They'd give me a new Super Nintendo game. Yeah. And I would be dying to go home and play it.
Yeah.
I would want to leave that moment. And my parents would be like, sorry, we're going to be here for the next 5 hours.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I would do?
Yeah.
I'd open up the fucking game. I would take out the instruction book. I'd start reading the story.
Totally.
Read the fucking story of the video game in the instruction book. Oh, these are the enemies I'm going to fight. Oh, these are the moves I can do.
Totally.
And I would just get so hyped for when I came home. When the system is updating, that is your chance to just imagine how fun it's going to be.
I can specifically remember, it wasn't Christmas, but the day Super Nintendo came out.
Yeah.
We, as a family, got it. That was a big thing for us, and I was, like, drooling. And we had, and it was packaged with Super Mario World, and it was my aunt's birthday.
Oh,
so we have to go over there. And
oh,
it was
God
like,
damn it.
And I did exactly what you just said. I brought the Super Mario World case, and I flipped through that book like it was Lord of the fucking Rings. It was like, who is Yoshi? Yoshi? Mario has a dinosaur? It was like finding a new book of the Bible or something. It's like, what is all this? You know what I mean? And then when I came home to play it, I knew about everything in that world, and it was
so like,
much
fun. You're like, where's it? There's Yoshi!
Totally.
I fucking read about that guy.
Totally. It
He's
was
crazy.
Amazing. Anyway, to go back to the anticipation thing. So I tweeted about that the other day. I was like, what are these articles telling you to update it before? You know, I say ignore that. That's my point of view. Whatever. And somebody tweeted at me. I don't remember.
Shouts out.
Maybe, but I can't remember, so sorry. But they were like, didn't you just tweet the other day about how everyone's weren't you just talking the other day about how everyone's complaining it's taking too long to unlock all the Smash Brothers characters? And I was like, yeah, I guess. And I thought what he was getting at was I'm complaining a lot, maybe. I was like, I made a comment that I keep hearing that it takes too long to unlock the characters. Whereas for me, that's been like the most fun
part of this game.
Yeah. And then there was another thing too, and basically he was saying, I think all you're doing is uncovering how fucking impatient people have gotten.
Yeah.
I think it was talking about maybe Dragon Ball Super too. Like I tweeted that I liked that and everyone said it went too long. And I'm just like, yeah, I think maybe there might be an issue with instant gratification, maybe. You know what I mean? Like maybe there's something bigger going on than just, I don't know.
Well, even like my favorite medium
could be wrong.
For watching stuff is HBO, and I'm totally fine week by week. It lets you absorb the themes.
Whereas
Netflix just dumps all their shit. They want you to binge it in a week and move on. So like I'm totally fine like with having drips of stuff.
I'm definitely like that with TV shows. I appreciate the week to really like absorb like what went down.
What's funny to me too with the Smash Brothers thing, I feel like that is the game. The game
is you
get this tiny little crew of minimalist characters, and the whole game is unlocking cooler characters and playing with them. And that is how Smash Brothers has been since GameCube. And Tekken was the same way. going back to PS1, I feel like that's a standard like game model.
Wasn't the Wii U version that gave you all characters right off the bat?
Yeah, and that was the
Who?
Oh, well, everybody got spoiled.
The one,
then.
The one
who
I barely
played it? Yeah, exactly. Why would you play it?
You could unlock some stages, and I
who
did that. But
cares?
once I got them, it was like, all right.
Cool. Even when like I'm playing the spirit mode now, and I like, get to a chest and I unlock like a song, I'm like, I don't fucking care. Like, cool, I guess, but like, I want a character. Like, you want the characters? Like. That's what everyone's playing this game for.
I do like unlocking the music in that game though too.
Because, oh, sorry.
Some of them I recognize a lot of the obscure like tracks and stuff, but it's not like a character.
I think you want the characters first, and then you just keep on unlocking.
Exactly,
stuff
but like you know, if I had all the characters, I wouldn't probably be so interested in playing this game. I wouldn't really care. I kind of want to change topics a little bit. We released a new video.
Oh yeah.
So we could talk about it real quick.
Oh, yeah.
We released a God of War video.
Oh, yeah. So. I was like, what video did we put out? Was it a little video? Was it a panel?
Yeah.
No, it was a major event.
Yeah.
What happened? Are we live?
No, we're live.
Okay. Were you going to play the video?
No, I just hit the wrong thing.
Oh, okay.
It happens. It happens. It's a quick video.
I kind of threw some curveballs to Brian, too, because there was a couple technical things that... We didn't resolve, and I needed to, and I left Brian with his dick in his hand. I don't know how else to describe it.
That's
I don't
the
know
worst
how,
way to be.
I don't know how else to describe.
Not
pants,
always,
pants
Frank.
Down.
Anyway. Oh, but the God of War video.
I truly think that's like one of the most fun videos we've released in a long. Like, it's just fun to me. It's not like the craziest.
No, it was cute.
It's not the funniest. It's just enjoyable. It's fun to watch. So I really enjoy that video.
Yeah, we it's short and sweet. Like, it definitely was when we were putting it, even like filming for it. It was like, this is probably going to be just like a minute, you know, because it was very like. You know, that's about what it justified, was just kind of these little weird moments and then cool.
What's crazy, and it's super dense because it's a minute, but there's so many locations. I feel like it's a video people can rewatch and pour through.
Yeah, and that's kind of part of it, is the fast-paced nature of what it was. You know, you didn't want some slow-ass axe over 4 minutes. Or maybe you did want that. I don't know.
I did see a couple comments. This killed me. No. I saw a couple things like, you know, skinny Kratos, but I don't. That,
what do you
I don't,
care?
Don't care.
I thought
no,
you looked good.
I don't care about that.
You look buff.
Yeah.
I had Garrett paint those on me. So
you
thank
look
you.
Look like fucking a god of
war. No, that wasn't the issue. The
you
issue,
look so
thank you.
Fucking sexy.
Thank you.
I thought you looked really good.
Yeah. Fuck.
Well, yeah, that's not the. Well, thank you, but that's not my concern. My concern was, yo, Kratos can't throw for shit, and that. For some reason, it's like, okay, well, Kratos is right-handed and I'm left-handed, so fuck off. That was my wrong hand.
Yeah.
I was very upset about that.
Who cares,
Kratos
though?
Can't throw. They
yeah, that's
Sean
not you.
They didn't know my
you're not
name,
Kratos. You're Sean.
Yeah. Fuck Kratos. Sean's the best at throwing.
You guys, if that was the correct arm, I could have done the axe a lot farther. Anyways, but yeah, fun video. Fun video.
And then Santa Monica Studios. No, like so many companies.
Yeah.
Santa Monica retweeted the developers of the game, but then
Sony Santa Monica.
Sony's like main account retweeted. It's like
yeah,
4 million people.
That was crazy. And then like Sony Santa Monica tweeted at us again later, like, "Hey, thank you for doing that." It was just like, what is happening? But that was something we wanted to do for a while, and you know, it just we couldn't live with ourselves not giving everyone one more treat before the. End of the year, you know, like that. So
it was a really relaxing video to film. We filmed it over the course of several days. Rocco did most of the POV axe stuff by himself.
Yeah, he is solo.
Which I'm sure he has his own stories to talk about because none of us were there. But as far as filming Sean's parts, that was just Garrett doing the makeup for a couple of hours.
Yeah, Garrett did a great job.
And then about 20 minutes of filming in the park. We literally just went to one location and it was, okay, stick your hand out. Now lay down. Now look more bored. Now let's walk through the park. We're good.
Yeah.
And then probably, 2 days of just going around
throwing axes and having fun.
Yeah, that was kind of... a secondary idea or a last minute idea, because at first we were just going to have the first person view of the axe. And then it was like, well, if we throw it and just edit it so that it never hits the ground, it'll look like it's flying.
Yeah.
And that was really fun. And I thought, I thought it would be more problematic to go around and throw that axe. I thought people would be like, whoa, what the fuck? You throwing fucking axes? Nobody seemed to give us any like problem at all. We were at restaurants, like flinging it, going to the park, flinging it, parking structures, supermarkets. And I mean, you saw the reactions. People were confused. Like, what the fuck?
But everyone was kind of just having a good time.
Yeah, but nope. There was no like, even with the Mario hat, with the Mario Odyssey, throwing that hat, you got people like, like hitting the deck.
It
was a soft hat, but throwing this axe, people were just like, well, there goes the axe. One person was like, yo, is that the God of War axe? Fuck yeah. I was like, cool, you know your shit.
Yeah.
But it was just a very relaxing video to film. There was no confrontational moments because they would have been in the video had there been.
Well, I did on my
well,
adventures.
Like I said, you might have stories that we don't know because you went out by yourself. How was it doing the POV axe?
So I was stopped a couple times. But again, you know, I think maybe also something that may have helped, 'tis the season. Mm-hmm. I think people are in a better spirits than when it's in the middle of February or June and we're doing this and it's 100 degrees and why are you throwing a fucking axe at me? But when I was filming on my own, I went through, you'll see there's one point in the video I go through a certain electronics store. And it's funny because I could see security starting to gather there like they were going to come for me. And then they saw that I was doing like a lap. And then it was like, I got this feeling that they were like, clearly this guy's coming back to the exit. So let's all just stand here. And they all just stood there. And I just walked by. I'm like, hey, how's it going? Excellent. Okay.
That Indian's great too.
So that was great. But when I did there was another location. I did have security stop me and go like, hey, whoa, what are you doing? Like, why are you filming? Like, what is this? Explain what this is. And I thought maybe it was going to get tense. And in my head, I was like, what do I say? Do I make up? Where do I even begin? And then I realized I just started to explain what it really was. And they just thought I was insane and left it. So I went, this is the God of War's axe. And he's summoning it. It's the Leviathan axe, and he summons it. And they went, "That's okay. It's okay. Can you just not do it?"
Oh, no. Okay.
And that so that I got stopped at a couple more places, and I did that same thing, and they treated it the same way every time. I would just actually literally explain it. It's the Leviathan axe, and the God of War is summoning it, and that's what I'm doing. Okay.
That's perfect, because in that moment, they realize, like, this guy's not a threat, and I don't care enough to talk to him.
Well, I think also, too, in addition to them thinking I'm probably insane, they also saw that I wasn't threatening. I was explaining a Norse myth.
Yeah.
And it was just, oh, you're goofing around. That's not a weapon. Because I will say, the one thing that was tense about doing my parts, you know, I did a similar thing in the God of War video. I had the little fake fist thing.
Oh, for the Metal Gear Solid?
It was, what did I say before?
God of War.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Metal Gear Solid 5 video, years ago. I had this little, the little rocket fist. It was like this, just this big. And I had it in front of my face, and I'm going, psh, 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 going down the aisles, and people were just... Nobody got away from me because it was just like, oh, this guy's a weird idiot. All right, you know, whatever. And I could get a little more intimate with it. With the axe, you couldn't really tell what I was doing from far away. And I have the new black GoPro is mounted on top of it. And I'm looking through it because it's got a screen. The new one has a screen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking through that like a scope. And I'm holding this long thing. And I'm walking around like that. And it just looked, there were a lot of people were like backing away, like, I don't know what this is. I don't know what. So it was a lot harder to have people. It didn't look like anything that threatening, but it was still just weird.
Yeah.
It was just like, I'm going to stay away from this guy. But it wasn't anything. Again, once anybody talked to me, it was just like, okay, this guy's goofing around. And then once I got closer, there were a lot of people that, I was surprised how many people knew it was the God of War axe. Because I had a numerous amount of people like go like, is that the axe? Like they knew what it was. So anyway.
Is that the axe?
That's the axe.
It's the axe, bro. I got it. Fuck yeah.
Fun video. We got recognized a lot filming that, actually, which surprised me. Everyone
that was like one of the top selling games this year, so I guess it shouldn't be that surprising.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Because I was taken aback by that too, but I was like, oh yeah, that sold millions and millions of copies.
Compared to like Journey, which is like
But even that we got recognized for. So if we got it for that, we should for this.
Dude, games are huge.
Video games are the number one money maker in the world.
I'm trying to think what skits we have like been positively like. I recognize what this is. I mean, obviously Mario and like Luigi and Zelda and shit. That's easy. That's not even whatever. But in terms of other stuff, Assassin's Creed we did.
Yeah,
definitely we did. This Journey
Tetris, I guess. Does that count?
Even Tetris. Did people say?
I got a couple.
I don't remember anybody saying, "Oh, is this Tetris?" Like I don't remember that. But I wasn't in the suit either. Final Fantasy VII. Did we get?
I don't think so.
Because that's a classic. But I don't remember anybody saying anything.
Wait, Final Fantasy VII.
Final Fantasy VII. People knew it was a video game, but they were doing stupid shit that was pissing you off. Rocco, they kept being like, "Is that Ryu from Street Fighter?"
Yeah, they kept asking.
Do a Hadouken, and you were like, "I'm gonna fucking Hadouken up your fucking ass."
Yeah.
What was Final Fantasy? What was it? Yeah, it was Cloud, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, was it? Yeah. Do you know we have a whole Japanese family start singing the song?
Right. Yeah, you're right.
They started doing like the theme to Final Fantasy.
Yeah, they did do that.
That was good. That was pretty cool.
I don't know if that was related to us or if that was just a coincidence thing they were doing unrelated to us.
I don't
want to
assume.
I didn't communicate with them what spurred that. So.
I like the guy who recognized you in the Final Fantasy XII skit. Somebody brought up FF12. I liked the guy at the old-timey place we went to that recognized you, thought he did, and so confidently says, "Oh, for the Star Wars 30th anniversary." Nope. What? No. What Star Wars character did he think you were?
Lando?
Obviously.
I don't know. I'm Boba Fett.
That was weird. But anyway. Anyway, so that video is out. And check it out if you never got a chance, the God of War video. I also want to say, because it'll be out by the time this is on YouTube.
Mm.
It'll be up Christmas Eve. So, you know, depending on when you're watching this, their 15th anniversary little video. It's a video that we showed at the beginning of all our panels this year, like our kind of an intro that we showed. And we don't usually upload our panel intros or whatever. But this was like a little bit of a retrospective, fast-paced little thing for our 15th anniversary. And I thought, oh, neat little look back, you know, here at the year's end of our 15th year, might be fun to look back and appreciate and take a moment. So that's on YouTube, too. Check that out. But like I said, that was what began our panels this year. Just a little bit of, like, catch-up on, like, what we had done over 15 years. And I remember editing that together. I already had made, like, a little stupid intro for our panels, just like a comedic thing already. And we were going into the summer cons, like Anime Expo, and I remember thinking, I feel like I should have done an intro that was about, you know, some kind of video that was about our 15th anniversary.
Right.
Like, I kind of didn't realize it is that. And this is, like, this summer, like, going into Comic-Con, this is legitimately when we started.
Yeah.
Summer here in San Diego 15 years ago. So I should have done some kind of retrospective thing. But I was running short on time before the summer cons, and I was just like, should I do this? I don't know. And Sean said to me, I never forgot this. So Sean said to me, he's like, I don't think there are really anybody. How many other groups could make something like that, where it's like a fast-paced, furious montage of all this shit they did over 15 years? Not a lot of internet groups would do that. And I was like, yeah, that's a very good point.
Yeah.
And Sean was like, but Rooster Teeth could do it. Like, they are the only other ones I could think of that do it, and they didn't fucking do it. And I was like, aha, that's true.
Got him.
Rooster Teeth doesn't have a cool fucking fast-paced
bone in their body
montage. Whoa. Where's your montage?
Was that all loud?
No, but anyway. Anyway, so no, I was just like, yeah, you know what? I should do that. So that's what it is. So anyway, that's on YouTube, or it will be on Christmas Eve, depending on when you're watching this.
Eric's at Rooster Teeth.
Yeah.
And
he didn't edit a cool
And here's the thing.
Montage.
Honestly, could we be real?
Okay.
Eric used to hang out with us.
He did.
So he probably knows a thing or two about being cool. Yeah. He probably picked up a thing.
Yeah, we gave
me
it to him.
Me and him went to Coachella together, so I bet I rubbed off on him a little bit.
A little bit?
Whoa. Had to have.
Had to.
He should suggest some things about out there. I think I'm rooting for Eric because I think he might be able to infuse some coolness into Rooster Teeth if he tries to.
Yeah, you know, if they let him.
If they let him. I think they might get a cool montage like that if he can get his way in there.
Eric, edit that montage for Rooster Teeth.
Have like a fast-paced, cool Strangerhood or what is it? Neverhood?
Yeah.
Which one is it?
Eric, can you edit that?
Montage.
Have Bernie give you the footage.
Eric, I know you're watching right now. Hi. I want you to do something cool at Rooster Teeth. Whatever it is, I give you permission to just fuck it up. You know, just get in there. Throw some elbows. I already can imagine Eric watching this right now, just being like, thanks, man. Got it.
Yeah.
You know, but I just speak my heart. You know,
you know, I
know
say, Eric watched a Christmas cast. Do you think, I mean, I know he always hated working the Christmas cast.
He did, yeah.
But yeah. I legitimately thought, like, I bet Eric is watching this and sad he's not here for it. Like, I know he hated it.
I don't know. I don't know. Because here's the thing. Yeah, maybe I could see that because there. I mean, everyone's here and it's such pandemonium. I think it's fun, but he did tell me every year we shouldn't do it anymore.
That's true.
Really did every year. I don't think we should do. I don't think we need to do this anymore.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yeah. Anyway, I got a tub of butter.
Yeah.
So who knows? I don't know where. I don't know what he would think, but I bet he'd have fun. If he's not involved and it doesn't happen,
I had,
he can leave at any point. It's probably a lot more enjoyable.
I had so much fun at the Christmas cast.
Yeah,
I thought
this
was our best one yet.
I think that was maybe my favorite one. I really enjoyed that.
Reviewing the footage when I edited it.
Yeah.
It was grosser than I remembered, and I'm not 100% sure you won. Looking at the footage.
I'm 100% positive.
Oh, here we are a week later. We've had a chance to review the tape. Sean reviewed the tapes. What is your official take on the winner of the Christmas cast?
Well, here's, I think when it came to the eggnog,
okay,
Ryan beat Rocco. Like,
how so? Explain what happened.
Keep it all up.
Explain the situation.
When we're sitting here, Derek and I were sitting here commenting on the stage, which is behind the camera.
It was hectic.
But there's a TV and people in the way, and we're trying to see. And it was tough. And I literally did not see that Ryan finished the eggnog first. But he puts it, goes like this, and goes, I'm done. Then Frank tackles him. That was pandemonium. I didn't know what was happening. Rocco said he was done. I thought Rocco was done. But Ryan did finish first. But with the pickles, there was not even a chance that Ryan beat Garrett. He did not beat Garrett.
Kevin over here.
Kevin
is
the
scratchy,
saboteur. Really
different colors.
Kevin.
Kevin's sweating.
Kevin would have bent the universe in half to get him to eat the tub of sour cream, which is what he did.
Wow. This is like some JFK level
reviewing
the tapes.
I have decided that Rocco wins to me because I feel like.
Well, history is written by the winners, so.
The truth is.
There you
the
go.
Proof is in the pudding.
Rocco, after reviewing the whole tape, I realized that Garrett was the real victim here, but Rocco wins. Ryan loses.
Absolutely.
Ryan should not have made it to the finals. He may have technically won the finals. But right. I also think, you know, there was some discretion or discrepancies with the we did say he was allowed to vomit, but this was we did judge it based on who consumed the most eggnog.
But, yeah, and at some point you do have to break it down to brass tacks.
And then when
and
you
like,
weighed
– okay, who? How do we decide? Because it's not clear. It
if
wasn't,
the winner had
so.
Been decided by who finished first – it probably would have gone to Ryan,
right.
But in the moment, we decided to go with who had consumed the most eggnog, and that ended up being Rocco.
And yeah, and that's true, because Ryan did by far throw up the most.
Absolutely.
So we have more room in his stomach.
Yeah.
Next year, we're going to have to iron out the details, and, well, I won't say too – we've already had a lot of discussions about how we can improve it for next year.
Right.
I won't say anything, but we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I had a blast. I had such a great time.
Yeah, the one I really enjoyed doing the tournament last year. Like last year was the first time we did that tournament kind of setup for it, And I thought it was a nice change of pace from how it had been like every year before that. It was a nice change of pace, but I did feel like I enjoyed it, but I felt like it was lacking the surprise element of like, oh shit, they're eating that. You know, it was great, but it was just like, okay, the next round, corn dogs. And then every round was corn dogs. And it was, and again, it was entertaining, but this year really reintroduced with the white elephant thing, reintroduced the element of, oh shit, I gotta eat Bengus. What the fuck is Bengus? You know what I mean? Like stuff like that. I thought once we added that element, it was an amazing show. So yeah. I really, really liked it.
It was great. And people keep saying like, oh, don't have Ryan back next year. That's up to Ryan.
Yeah, that's up to Ryan.
It, for me, what is a competition without a villain? You have to have the villain.
Yeah,
and
that's
he
how
is
I feel.
The perfect villain. You couldn't write a better villain than Ryan. So.
Yeah.
I think Ryan has to come back and...
we got to clear this up.
Yeah, he's got to give it one more try.
Yeah.
You know, he was the legit winner year one.
Yeah.
There was some gray area year two. So, you know, he needs to make a return. We can't end it on that. That would be unfair.
Yeah. Agreed.
Kurt Dog in the chat just said he's offering to be the villain. Ryan doesn't want to do it.
If Kurt Dog, I'm going to say it. Kurt Dog, let's be in communication. If you want to come be on the Christmas
cast,
we'll
make it happen.
We'll figure out a way to make it work.
He's on the dock. He's in the bullpen.
All right.
Just in case.
Hell yeah. Okay. What else? Is there anything else to say about the Christmas cast? I thought it was great.
I thought it was great. Although I really will say the thing I was most – here's the thing. I drank a ton of eggnog.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if I've ever thrown up that much. That was like three cold waterfalls out of my head. Disgusting. However, par for the course. I've done the milk challenge before. It wasn't that, you know, that moment happened. It's done. The thing that I am haunted by the most, even there were so many gross things that night, the thing that haunted me the most was the texture and the taste of that pickled mango. And it wasn't even like, ooh, this is the grossest thing I've ever had. But it was just why? It was just right. It was again. It was
high
like
sodium,
a
sodium, super acidic, and the texture was rubber.
Was like a flip flop.
Yeah.
And and it wasn't the grossest thing I've had on the Christmas cast, and yet I'm the most haunted by it. Yeah. Like, what was
we
that?
We had fucking seven of those. I had like three, and I was like, I can't do this, and I stopped. You had seven of them, so I can't
it
imagine.
It was really
the pain.
Weird, and I'm
it was so heavy too. Yeah. My throat was burning for the next 2 days.
It really felt like I had fire burn out my nose and throat.
And I know for a fact, everybody at home is in the same boat as me. You're saying this. I'm listening to you. I still have no idea what that must have been like. I can't. You're describing it, but I don't know. Pickled mango.
It burned everything out.
I can't imagine.
You said it tasted like gasoline, but that's kind of what it smelled like too. It was just,
it smelled like vinegar.
Yeah,
it was like a chemical burn.
Yeah,
it was weird.
I could probably survive one, like if it's in a sandwich, it would be great. But I could survive one. Like
I was breaking down the set for the Christmas cast like a couple days later, and then we had the jars still sitting there, and I was like, "Oh, I'll save these." And I thought, "Why? Who's gonna eat this? I'll throw these away." I was like, "Oh, I don't want to throw this food away."
I got all that stuff at 99 Ranch.
Oh, yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah,
what is that?
It's like
an
Asian market full of just really exotic foods and fruits and canned items and just. It's stuff that you ain't gonna find at Vaughn's and Ralph's and Costco.
Sure. Well, that was a good move. That was a good move.
Said that they had like fried gluten with peanuts.
They had a can. I almost Rachel, shouts out to you and anybody else who's gluten intolerant. Just straight up, it was a can of fried gluten with peanuts.
What does that, it has that
That's
bread.
Awesome.
Like
I
that?
Don't know. It honestly, it looked like ground beef with peanuts in it.
What the? Oh.
That's rad.
Yeah, it looked fucking. I almost caught that.
Hey, next year
I'm in.
Gluten. Next year, fried gluten.
The other thing that keeps haunting me from the Christmas cast, I know we all made jokes about it. We all made our little ha-ha and then poked fun and all that. But really, why the fuck was Ryan licking chicken?
That was weird.
I mean, ha-ha, oh, he's licking chicken. Really? Why the fuck was he licking a piece of fried chicken?
I think the idea was to reset his palate, his taste palate, but it was never explored.
That's where he draws his magical energy
with
from.
With a piece of fried chicken?
It keeps him young.
It was so aggressive. It was
from the ground?
People don't know this, but the Fountain of Youth is actually licking fried chicken.
Was that during the pickles?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. I don't want to say, you know, I don't want to insult a good friend, frenemy, if you want to, in Christmas cast terms. But the default reset of your taste buds should not be a fried chicken. That should not be it. Hey, I would say go for a little, maybe a sprig of parsley or a bite of celery.
Oh, when Ryan gets fucking sushi, they don't bring him ginger to refresh the palate. It's fried chicken skin.
I mean, that was just like,
ooh,
what?
Oh, I had a fine steak. Oh, and the garnish. Some fried chicken to reset my palate.
Just to cleanse the palate.
I thought it was just him trying to be gross. I didn't really realize.
But honestly, what it probably was is people brought fried chicken. Yeah. So yeah. It was just there, and he used that.
But okay, I just don't know why you would use that.
I like the way Rock goes, it's reset to zero. Like a fried chicken. It's like some people do water to wash out the palate. But
they're saying he wanted salt. That's what Chad's saying, but you're eating pickles.
There's no way to get around it.
I don't know.
100 different theories. One's going
to
be right.
But that's the thing going into 2019 we're going to really have to chew on is why.
Yeah. Well, he is legitimately – all right, I'm going to praise Ryan now. He's legitimately one of the best, if not the best, competitive eaters I know personally.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So if this motherfucker says licking fried chicken is a secret to his success, I might lick a – fried chicken next time I'm in an eating competition.
Absolutely.
I went up against Ryan for that sour cream, and he apparently hates sour cream, and I love sour cream.
Oh, he
was like
through.
In heaven eating it. I thought I legitimately thought I was winning.
I thought you were winning too.
I peeked over. The shit was almost gone, and I realized like, oh, I'm outclassed.
Yeah.
This guy just straight up.
Nether League.
It's like playing Smash Brothers with me, and I say, pick whatever character. You pick the shittiest character, and you pick your favorite, and we'll go head-to-head. We gave Ryan his most hated food, and we gave me one of my favorites, and he still whooped my ass.
Yeah.
So, Ryan, I am impressed, and I hope you come back for future Christmas casts, because you are god-tier.
Mm.
God-tier competitive eater.
Yeah.
In our circle, he's one of the best.
I can't do it. Even if it's a food I like, I start gagging when I have to like eat fast and competitive.
Really?
Eat. Like,
there's no food you could.
Even the Oreos. Oreos are my favorite cookie.
No kidding.
Of all time. I fucking love them. And I started gagging because it's just I'm going so fast and I don't know what it is in me. I'm terrible.
Somebody brought up in the chat In-N-Out Burgers. I wonder, in my mind, I could eat like 1,000 In-N-Out Burgers. I wonder if that would be, you know, I want to, actually, I don't think you can. They limit it to 4 now.
I'll only do protein style competition. Protein no buns.
That's all I care. I mean,
I'm
I don't
only
care about
protein
buns.
Style, but then later I'm going to eat the fried gluten balance it out.
Fuck yeah.
Real talk. Rocco is a good competitive eater. Garrett is really good.
Yeah.
Ryan's great. I don't think I'm one of the best. I was honestly surprised that I got to the quarterfinals.
Yeah, no, you did good.
Yeah.
In this most recent Christmas cast, I remember going up against Ryan thinking to myself, I know eggnog is the final round, and I don't want to do the eggnog, and I'm amazed that I'm one fucking round away from doing this eggnog.
There. Yeah,
you did good.
But,
Derek, you've come a long way from the year that you got Phil's Barbecue and had 2 ribs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember that year, it was like, dude, I'm going to get a fucking rack. I'm getting a full rack. And I was like, shit, how can anyone eat a full rack? And it was just, it was funny because Derek ate 2 ribs, had some potatoes, and stopped. I was like, you had a regular dinner. Yeah. It actually looked really good. You had an excellent
dinner.
I think
it was all the vomit going off all around me. It just kind of ruined my appetite. The ribs didn't seem so tasty with the smell of stomach acid.
I just remember, I think that was one of the years I had one of the, I want to say it was like hard-boiled eggs.
Oh,
and that was
Jesus
one of the worst
Christ.
Ones for me.
Fuck that.
And I remember looking at you and thinking, fuck this guy.
Yeah,
this guy
that was the worst.
This guy has an excellent this guy had an excellent dinner and sat down and I'm on egg 28.
No. I will say that I love this new studio. I fucking love
it. Yeah,
you know, it was nice having the Christmas casting here cuz we had so much more room to work with and everything else. But the one downside
there was no way to
get that smell out. Before we had that big door, we opened up, put the fan in, it was fine. And now it's just like we're just stuck
in
this stench of vomit. And
but we do have good ventilation and fans and stuff.
We did.
Still, so it could be worse, but yeah.
But
we don't have a giant door to open.
No, and it reeked. The next day when I was cleaning up, I was like, oh, this sucks. Like, it smelled bad.
No.
We should just rent out our old warehouse just for
that. Just for that.
Hey, there's something I want to plug. Hey, Brian, did you get my message?
No.
Okay, well then it's not going to be there. So maybe we'll vamp for a second.
Okay.
Talk about something else for a minute.
Okay.
Brian, let me know if what I'm asking is impossible.
Whoa.
But we'll get back with him. Okay. Brian will look into it and then he'll get back to us.
Brian, you look into
what
it.
What I miss?
What's
what?
That?
Taco Bell Cantina.
That was
the
fun.
One in Vegas, right?
From Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I keep thinking about how I want to go back to Taco Bell Cantina.
It was where you first heard the cha-cha slide.
Whoa,
that's right.
Look at you.
When I went to in like July.
Oh,
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. Taco Bell Cantina.
Merch.
I got Jenny her phone case now. It looks like a big Taco Bell hot sauce packet.
Oh.
That?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. True
Taco
love.
Taco Bell rules.
True love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Do you guys feel like, are we done shopping? Are you guys done with everything? Are we ready to go?
Yeah, I think I'm totally done.
Done?
Yeah. I'm ready for Chris. I'm ready to give the gifts away.
Do you have one that you're just like, oh, this is going to go over so well? Like, this is like the perfect gift for this person.
Yes.
Yeah, every gift I got.
Hell yeah.
I fucking nailed it. I'm good at giving gifts.
You are. You just gave me gifts for the podcast and you nailed it. I'm so excited about my gifts. So thank you.
I got awesome gifts too. In fact, you know, I've seen a lot of noobs out there saying, why is there a Ghostbusters 2 vinyl soundtrack on the set? Hey, that's a Laserdisc, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah,
and
idiots.
Sean got me that for Christmas. Oh, do you have it on Laserdisc? No.
I found
I got
a Laserdisc super sale. And
hell yeah.
I got Rock with the Classics, Ghostbusters 2. I got Home Alone.
Back to the Future 2. None of that first movie.
Die
shit.
Hard 1.
No. Yeah.
Jaws 1.
But he got me that. I got all kinds of stuff. Derek got me an awesome Beatles book. I got all kinds of stuff. So, you
I
know,
got some Guy Fieri hot sauce.
Guy Fieri hot
yeah.
sauce.
Wow, that's
yeah.
great.
I yep. want to talk. I got my parents such good stuff, but they sometimes watch this.
No, they don't. Do they really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
My parents are savvy, dude. Like, they you know.
Man, I see some
mom,
messed up stuff.
My mom texted me this year. She said, I don't know if you've already got me anything, but don't, because I want cash, because I want to get a tattoo.
Yeah.
And I
did not see that
coming.
That
blew my mind.
Yeah.
My mom's 69 years old, so I thought, like, well, dang, it's you're going to start getting tattoos now?
Yeah, why not?
But
apparently she wants to get that, like, makeup tattoo stuff, you know, where they just tattoo, like, makeup onto your face. Okay.
So she doesn't want, like, an actual tattoo.
Yeah,
she doesn't want.
I was
like,
disappointed. I thought she was gonna get like
a butterfly.
Yeah, like
a dolphin,
a heart with my name on it.
Yeah,
you know, instead of the heart that says mom, the mom does.
Yeah,
gets Derek.
Yeah.
I got excited.
The Tekashi 6ix9ine set and just their face is covered.
Yeah,
in
no, legitimately, that. She told me that I want to get a tattoo, so I started thinking like, oh, should I like start looking up an artist?
Yeah,
I wonder what she's gonna get. Oh, what's my mom into? Is she gonna get like? What are old ladies in? What are baby boomers into? I don't know. Fucking Judge Judy. She's gonna get a Judge Judy tattoo.
Judge Judy tattoo.
Her I'm out of the courtroom.
Her favorite TV show is Judge Judy. So if she got a Judge Judy tattoo, that would make sense.
Yeah.
But no, she just wants to do cosmetic.
Hmm.
Whatever.
That's cool. Because I brought it up. You had mentioned this before, and I realized that. I think my dad brought something up similar. And he's not too far from her in age. And he was kind of recently just like, I think I might be ready for the Beatles tattoo.
Oh.
Like, that's what it took. It took that. It's like, had to give it 50 good years of thought. You know?
Yeah.
You had to be a fan for a solid 50 before
yeah, once
you know,
you
they
get
earned.
It. Where would you
well,
get
what
get
if
a tattoo?
The next album sucks? What if Paul you McCartney's next one just makes you go, fuck this guy. Ugh.
You know what? I don't like him.
You know? Imagine all the people who were getting their Weezer tattoos out there.
Yeah. I know a lot of people that did that.
Yeah, you thought the Green Album was
the end.
Was going to be an indicator of what was to come, but sorry. You
were I know wrong. People who got Star Wars tattoos right before episode one, even, and they were like, what if the new one sucks? How can it suck? How can it suck?
Yeah. You know?
There's so much of that. If you watch documentaries from like around that time that are like, well, it's not possible that the new one will suck. Like, how can it suck?
Mm-hmm.
Man,
and
they
here we are,
right.
2018, and nothing has changed.
And what's great is then there's footage of them walking out of the theater of episode one, and they didn't change their mind.
No.
As expected, best sci-fi movie of the last 20 years, easily right there.
Yeah.
Best sci-fi.
Do you guys remember when we were in high school and I had my food smacked out of my hand because I said episode two wasn't that good?
Well, I thought that was – what I remember was that was us walking out of the theater – I thought that was us walking out of the theater and you had like a drink and popcorn or some shit and then
no,
I think we were at school the
we
next
were at
day.
School. Oh, really? I remember we were by the
I thought
the,
I thought your drink
eight,
got hit
bench.
Out at the theater, but was that maybe that was
no,
another
it was like a drink and some food at yeah. school.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we had all seen it the night before. I was like, yeah, I didn't think it was that good. I thought it was kind of dumb and just our friend, shut the fuck up. Boom.
Yeah.
Food
we,
gone.
Well, we were all so Star Wars excited. Like I was part of that too. Mm-hmm. But him especially who did this was so like would read up every day about how to make how can lightsabers be real? Like, can they be real? Is it possible to make real lightsaber? Like he would just look up.
Yeah.
And I bought into that too. I had a lot of fun and we would like, you know, talk yep. about Star Wars all the time. So he could not accept that it was,
that was,
you know,
such a good moment for me on a personal level for my life. Cause here we are all these years later and it's unanimous. That movie fucking sucks.
I mean, yeah. I mean, time has even kind of lent itself to maybe Attack of the Clones was the worst one.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, there's still debate on if that was the worst one.
Yeah. And I'll just never, it's a life lesson. Like, hey, people may persecute you for your beliefs, but time will reveal you were right all along.
Yeah.
Don't let the haters get you down.
Yeah. Mm. Oh man.
So
in watching them all these years later, we don't need to go off on a whole Star Wars thing this late in the thing, but I often can't decide but which of the prequel like which of the first I wouldn't say the third one is the worst one. I'm not saying I love it, but I would never say that was the worst one at all. But one and two, like one is such a like fucking misstep on what anybody wanted from that movie. Like what the fuck were they, what are we doing? This is like creature feature. Like what is this? So when 2 came out, I was like, well, it's an improvement because it's a fuck ton of Jedi. You know what I mean? Like, it's a ton of Jedis. You get some dark shit with Anakin. You get this, you get that. But you watch it now, and it's like, well, episode 1 was stupid, but man, at least it was unpredictable, kind of. You know what I mean? It was like, they're doing a lot of gonzo shit. It's not working, but man, this movie's all over the place. Episode 2 is a straight line. It is, yeah, we're going to have to get an army together. Oh, I don't think that's a good idea. No, we have to. Okay. You know, it follows everything that you expect it to, and it's just so dull. It's so fucking boring.
There's a lot now, like, I can't understand what's happening. Is it like, people are now obsessed with the prequels in the way, like, they're kind of like, is it ironic, or what is, I don't know,
I don't think anyone really knows what they want from Star Wars anymore. Okay. So, like, the new ones come out, and then they're discontent with those, and they start going, oh, well, I missed the prequels at this point. You know what I mean?
I think it's
a little bit of that.
I just can't figure out what's happening.
But also, there's a lot of people who just grew up with the prequels, so it's like, you know, it's not that bad to them.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I don't know. It bothered me then, it bothers me now. I don't understand. Why did Natalie Portman not age? And now this was a little kid, and now nothing changed with her. Like it was just like Natalie Portman was in the first one,
yeah.
And then Jake Lloyd was Anakin, and then the second one, I feel like she didn't age really at all.
She was because she was already like, she was already like 8 to 10 years older than him,
right?
Yeah, you know, like with your kids. 5 years passes, and they're totally different, and you're just the fucking same.
I guess so. I guess so.
She's way older than him.
If anything, she's like, you know, she groomed this little kid. It's
to
weird,
be her sex slave.
Weird fucking Catch a Predator shit going on.
That's some weird shit. Anyways.
Just saying. You didn't like my Satan Santa theory? You're really not going to like my...
I did
you're not going to like it.
Catch a Predator theory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Catch a Padme.
I know. I've
What are you doing at this Senate
hasn't.
Meeting? Why don't you have a seat right there?
Why don't you have a seat right there? What brings you to the Jedi Council? I want to train this boy. Where'd you find this boy? You're running around with a lightsaber.
Negotiate with the Sith. I'm sorry to say the Siths aren't coming, but today you're going to be negotiating with me.
Well, it looks like you're going to be subjected to another type of force. I'm with Dateline NBC. The police are just outside.
There's a whole generation who don't know what we're talking about, which is crazy to me.
Yeah, they like the prequels.
They
do!
Oh, there they are.
This is officially a boomer. Wait, are we zoomers?
No, we're millennials. We are millennials.
I'm a willennial. So that's for us.
What's great about Detroit Predator is they still have like AIM screen names in there. Like it's archived forever, like whatever their fucking AIM screen.
Oh yeah, that's hilarious. When people in our chat say stop the bit, I double the bit.
Yeah.
I don't ever you don't control the thing. When somebody says stop the bit,
you want to stop the bit, there's a red X in the top corner. Click it, the bit is over.
That's the bit ender button.
Goodbye.
That's the bit killer
button. Yeah, this is like America's Got Talent. You don't like what we're doing, you give us the X.
Yeah. And this set does not have talent, so you should have known that when you came in. Anyway, I wanted to plug something a minute ago, and I didn't do it, but I've just been told I should do it.
Oh,
you were talking about the Force. I used it, and I discovered
how you figured that out.
A wise sage in the tower above has assembled.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, well, that now the mystery's gone. Hey, I wanted to give a shout-out to everyone. Obviously, our year is wrapping up here, but we have some cool stuff happening right now. We have our Patreon, obviously our Patreon right now. It's always a good place to go to get some extra stuff, kick in for the show, support our show, but also get some great stuff. And
hit them with what they're going to get.
Just today, we put up a brand new Friend Dimension where we all play Smash Brothers. People have been asking for that for a while. We did a great Friend Dimension where we all play Smash Brothers. We have another Friend Dimension coming up, too, that I really liked. We played an old-ass game on another one coming up. Does it matter if I say what it is?
No,
I
mean, you can say it.
Is there mystery to
There's
that?
There's no mystery.
Throw it out there.
Yeah, I know the hype is going to go through the roof. The Adventures of Lolo. Yeah,
buckle up. Spend the dollar now.
We take on the great devil himself. Some might think it's Santa Claus. We will reveal the truth in that episode.
Let the hype boil over. But for right now, the Smash Brothers episode is up. We have a whole bunch of stuff. In fact, we're going to really amp up the amount of video content that is on our Patreon. And so stay tuned for that. There's a lot of extra stuff coming. And some more stuff from Game Days about to come, too, around the corner. So keep an eye out. But we wanted to let everybody know right now the Patreon gifts that we send out every quarter, people are about to get very soon the record and the USB package from this last quarter.
Right.
We should show at some point. I have the design of the USB. People haven't seen what the USB drive
looks
like. It looks so cool. So we'll show that later. I'll put up a picture of it. But our next package, if you want to get in, you have until December 31st. You could show it if you have it ready. It is we have a special beanie just for our Patreon, the Frankie Elite Beanie.
Oh shit.
Featuring a rare beastly character from our series. And also we're going to have an entirely new addition to the Mega City Door trading card collection. In the picture there, those are a few cards that we've given out before. It's not going to be those. It's going to be totally brand new and more cards than those two. It won't just be three. There's going to be a whole set. So yeah, we're looking forward to that, and that beanie is slick. It's a really high-quality, nice beanie.
Yeah, you can't tell from that image, or maybe you can, but it's a take on the Frankie character, which has been featured in our show, but kind of in the style of House, or is it House Sue?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it might be
kind of
hard to see there.
When you get a good look at it, I think you'll think it's cool. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's done in the House of style, and that's really, really
cool. Yeah, and then the trading cards, obviously we want to extend that. I don't know. I'm really looking forward to the trading cards.
Yeah, we'll have a whole more detailed post on our Patreon in the next day or so.
Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/mega64. New videos are available. It's just $1 to get access to all the cool stuff, and there's going to be a lot more videos going up there soon. As Rocco said, which we're all very excited about.
And I also wanted to plug that on in our merch. You know, you can always go to shop.mega64.com to get the best merchandise as well, if that's something you want to do. And on January 1st, we have a new item, a new type of item that we've never made available before. We've never done this kind of item before. Coming on January 1st. Sean, do you want to kind of...
Yeah, do we have it ready to show and everything?
Yeah. This is something you got a glimpse of in another piece of merchandise we already put out.
Yeah, I got a lot of people who got the Always Watching shirt. Thank you for those who ordered. And with Garrett skateboarding and said, dude, where do I get that fucking Mega 64 deck? So now, on January 1st, you can pre-order the Always Watching skate deck.
The Mega 64 skate deck, Always Watching skate deck. Yeah, that will be up. We've never done a skate deck before.
No, and I am so excited. I can't even tell you how excited I am.
What's the symbology of the white butthole in six?
That's
Sean during Christmas.
That's me.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Super tight.
Like, where's the LOL?
Oh,
super
nice. Tight. So, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
We're also going to be putting up Rocco if you want to finish.
Oh, yeah. We're reprinting the Mind Control hoodie, which has been out of print forever. This is your one chance to get that again. The pullover hoodie and the charm shirt. So those will be up.
Yeah, the charm shirt, Mind Control hoodie, and the skate deck all on the first of the year. You can all pre-order all those items, and we'll get them to you as soon as they're done being made.
Yeah. That's right.
So those are going to be sick. Anyway.
Fuck, I wasn't prepared for the Mind Control hoodie to fucking come out. Shit,
you're going to have to get your order in.
Hold on, vamp for me.
Well,
you know, it's been a good year. 2018 has been a real, it's been something real something else.
It's been a great year. We said that kind of said the last Christmas cast, but pull this it's been a good off. Year. 2019 is going to be better.
Yeah, it's going to be even better.
This is going to be the best year of our lives.
We made a lot of big moves this year. It took a while to get it going. You know, I wish we could have, you know, we did the Cell Saga in 5 minutes. I love that video. But in a perfect world, you know, we would have done that and the fucking Boo Saga or something like that. You know, like, I want to get a little more out next year.
Oh, what's that? What's his music?
We made some moves.
Oh, okay. Mind Control hoodie. Illuminati confirmed. Thank you.
Oh, fuck. God damn.